السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Zulqa'dah 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verses 35, 36 and 37. When one studies human beings, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, the greatest thing in today's world, modern world, that is the most important thing in people's life is their children, grandchildren, their wealth, their assets. Therefore, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala warns us already in the Noble Quran, Chapter 63, Surah Munafiqun, regarding the hypocrites, and verse number 9, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, O you Muslims, true Muslims with iman, faith and conviction, La tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an dhikrillah. Do not let your wealth and assets, your children, your grandchildren, divert you from the remembrance of Allah, from the obedience of Almighty Allah. Wa man yaf'al dhalika fa ulaika humul khasirun. Whosoever gets diverted by his wealth, assets, children, grandchildren, and we violate the divine law code, the sharia, what Islam taught us, then those are the failures, they're heading for disaster. So that is today's lesson. Chapter 34, verse 35, our starting point. وَقَالُوا, the non-Muslim said, نَحْنُ أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا, but we have the greatest amount of wealth. Look at our assets, look at our properties, look at our money. وَأَوْلَادًا, and look at our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. We have more than you. أَكْثَرُ أَمْوَالًا وَأَوْلَادًا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ, and hence we will not be punished, because if Allah hated us, detested us, despised us, then why did He give us so much money, so many children, and which people are envious of, and so forth? So Almighty Allah Himself answers, قُلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ مُصْطَفَى حَبِيبُنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Respond to those people who have millions and billions and trillions and children that are the apple of their eye. قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِيرُ. Say, O Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, announce and pronounce to them, verily my Rabb, my sustainer, nourisher, provider, increases the sustenance provision for whosoever He wishes and decreases it for whoever He wishes. Allah giving you in this world does not mean that you are the beloved of Allah. And Allah not giving you in abundance, material world, does not mean that Allah hates you or Allah Ta'ala dislikes you. Nay, if that was the criteria, then the Pharaoh was multi-millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, Qarun and Haman and all of them, and you see Namrud, all dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. That they had everything of this world, but total disaster, failure forever, dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, everlasting doom and gloom. You see Ariel Sharon, you see all these people. ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. But the tragedy is majority of the people, they do not know that. Not they do not know that, they don't want to know that. They don't want to seek the truth. Today, if you ask the Americans why you are giving unconditional support to Israel, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime, Hitler's children, one answer they got, Israel has the right to secure itself and defend itself. A fairy tale story. وَمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ بِالَّتِي تُقَرِّبُكُمْ عِنْدَنَا زُلْفَىٰ. Almighty Allah states, it's not your wealth and your assets, it's not your children and your grandchildren that will bring you nearer to us, to Almighty Allah. Allah uses the royal pronoun, we, will not bring us nearer to us, to Almighty Allah. Zulfa, in degree, in rank, in status, you will not come nearer to me, irrespective of your wealth and children and all your worldly accomplishments. So who will come nearer to Almighty Allah? Who will Allah Ta'ala envelope and compass in His special, special mercy? So this is the criteria. Illa, except. We all want to be near the mercy of Almighty Allah. Illa man amana wa amila saliha, except those people who have the correct iman, the correct faith and conviction. We believe in the articles of Islam and we believe everything that Islam teaches us to do and abstain from that which Almighty Allah tells us lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Not reluctantly, it must be done willingly, lovingly, sincerely. Wa amila saliha, they continue with the righteous deeds. For such people, wa amila salihan fa ulaika lahum jazaa'u ad-du'fi bima amilu. For such people, the reward will be multiplied many, many fold beyond our perception, comprehension, bima amilu. What little but we did, Allah will reward us handsomely. All this we're enjoying now in this world, that we are living and eating, drinking and so forth, and people think we are good, but Allah alone knows how many vices and sins we have committed. So Almighty Allah states, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Hence Almighty Allah rewards them in this worldly life. So just see, we in South Africa, majority Muslims, وَجَعَلَكُمْ مُلُوكَ, you live like kings. The whole of Africa will not have that, for majority I'm speaking. So just look, water, air, whatever is easily available, despite the different challenges and politics and what have you. وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ, the optimum, the handsome and maximum reward you will receive in the year after. But who will receive that? وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, those people who fulfill their duty with beauty, and they do so with the love of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala entrenched in the inner recesses of their heart. The love for Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the entire wide world and creation and universe, they love Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the most after loving Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then the family of the Master alayhi salam, and then the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 148. So what jewels Almighty Allah is teaching us? Illa man, what Allah Ta'ala says, illa man amana wa amila saliha, except those people who have true faith and conviction, they continue with the righteous deeds. Fa ulaika lahum jazaa'u ad-du'fi bima amilu, for them will be such a magnificent reward, it will be multiplied many, many fold, bima amilu, because of their deeds and actions. Our deeds and actions are a manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah, the special mercy of Almighty Allah is motivating, inspiring us. Then, وَهُمْ فِي الْغُرُفَاتِ آمِنُونَ, they will be in those palatial, palatial, high, high, tall, tall skyscrapers in Jannah and Paradise. آمِنُونَ, totally safe and sound. Safety, security, no worry, no sorry, no anxiety. Allahumma ij'alna minhum ya Rabbal Alameen. Grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Make us fil ghurufati aminun. That we also reach there, ya Rabbal Alameen. Bifadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika ya Rabbal Alameen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Khairar Raziqeen. Ya Allah, through your mercy, through your grace, through your benevolence. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 9th of Zulqadah, we come in nearer and nearer to the days of Eidul Adha. We come in nearer and nearer, rapidly reaching the days of Hajj. The Hujjaj Baytullah every day from various countries are leaving for Jeddah, for Madinah Munawwara. Allahumma sallim al Hujjaj wal Mu'tamirin wal Zaireen. Ya Allah, take all the Hujjaj and pilgrims, whether it is Hajj, whether it's Umrah, and you know, Umrah still continues now for the month of May, then June they won't allow them, and thereafter for the Zaireen, people go visiting here and there, Makkah, Medina with special visas. Today is GG, Gaza Genocide, Day 225, so that is the latest. Israel wipes out almost everything in Jabalia. So that is what they do, the super terrorists and haramis. They can't fight Hamas. They go after the babies, after the women, after the children, after the civilians, and so forth and so on. And mass starvation is a weapon of war used by Israel. Israel heckled at the ICJ, people laughing at them. You liars, you liars, in front of the whole world, millions and billions of people watching. The one idiot from them said, how dare South Africa uses the genocide like the Holocaust. So she admitted inadvertently, remember that the genocide is going on. This is how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala humiliates and disgraces them. America is making a very big thing. The pier is open and the aid is coming on now from the sea and ocean. Oh America, you super terrorists, biggest haramis on earth. The earlier you, America and Israel, are dismantled, the better for world peace. So see, 20 doctors, Americans, were there in Gaza, 17 left and 3 stayed. You see, we can't paint everybody with the same brush. 3 American doctors, they're staying now in Gaza. They say no. Our conscience will not allow it that we leave here. These people need us day and night. It's a matter of life and death. So therefore, we need to understand all these things here. So the war is raging on there in Rafah and in various parts of Gaza. And Hamas is standing firm and the Jutlas are fighting with one another. Israel calls the United Nations a terrorist organization. Can you believe that? They are the biggest terrorists, super terrorists on this earth. If you ask any person who's got some brains and common sense is no more common nowadays on this earth. So if you ask any person with common sense, he will tell you America and Israel are the biggest terrorists on earth. Even the BBC guy said so. So you must remember that about America. So now Israel, they're calling our United Nations a terrorist organization. Anybody that doesn't agree with them, they say terrorist. So go to hell with your terrorists. So we're going to put more Jutlas away. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. 3 more bodies of the Jutlas found. So now the hostages say that we want our people back. We don't want to find their bodies and so forth. So today is Sabbat. You know Sabbat is Sabt, Quran say Saturday. So tonight the Papa will dance. You know what the meaning of Papa will dance? They're going to face the music. You see, that's the term you use in English. So there'll be hundreds of thousands of Jutlas marching in Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Beersheba, and various places. Bring our hostages back. Bring them alive, and so forth and so on. So Ben Gvir, the Minister of Security, yesterday the Jutlas were pelting him with stones and sending stones in his direction. He got so mad at them, he pulled out his pistol. Can you believe that? So that is Israeli politics. You must remember that. Biggest haramis on earth. And if you don't know what harami means, an illegitimate child. But for them, we can't use that word. We have to use the word B, and a big B, double B. Putin, we like you, Putin. Putin is another big harami, but good harami for us. Any person who harms America, Europe, Israel, we will support him. Muslim, non non-Muslim. So Putin is hitting the hell out of Zelensky and Ukraine. In an interview in France with the France TV or whoever, Zelensky admitted, we outpowered, outgunned, and we only have quarter the ammunition to take Putin on. And Putin says he wants a buffer zone between Russia and Ukraine. And our brothers there from, I call them brothers in humanity, Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan, the Shias, they're very busy. They fired yesterday 75 rockets right into northern Israel. The Jutlas are seeing stars daytime. They vacated that area. 250,000 of them to flight is vacant. 4 people killed in Afghanistan, 3 foreigners from Spain, and the driver who did it, who perpetrated it. This is America's job, remember that. Wherever they defeat it, then they will try and cause destabilization. Taliban hit the hell out of America and their 48-country coalition, and now they'll get their agents, give them $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, and they will try and destabilize the country. 4 people dead in Texas. Allah kila tibe awaze. Allah stick does not make noise. Millions of people, no power in America, no energy, no electricity. 4 people fracked and died there in Texas. We have no sympathy for them. Let me be very clear on these issues. So on Americans and for Israelis who die, we call it fracked. You understand? If you don't understand fracked, it means to die like a dog in Afrikaans. Now look at Australia. In the state of Victoria, you must remember, they say you can't wear the keffiyeh. You know what is keffiyeh? The scarf and all that the Palestinians and them wear, just like the Saudis. The Saudis say you can't come with Palestinian, you understand, uniform or their symbols and signs and that. What you call a Muslim? I call the Saudi government pakka kufar. Imagine, will not hold Australia, one state in Australia, Victoria. The Jutlas are using AI in Gaza, artificial intelligence, and then their artificial intelligence tell them there is a Hamas terrorist, and then they blow up millions and thousands of people in the past 76 years. You must remember, now they are going one step further using AI. If you look at it, it's millions of people displaced, millions of people killed over the years by America, Israel, and so forth, thousands of them. Gaza and Hezbollah are taking Israel from both sides, Hezbollah from the north and Gaza from the south. Well done to you, Mujahideen. Allah Ta'ala destroy the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. EU, European Union say they will not recognize Taiwan. They know China will fix them up. What about the Palestinian hostages? Who's asking that question? Gideon Levy, not me. Gideon Levy posed this question in the Haaretz newspaper. What about the Palestinian hostages? Let me just elaborate a bit. If you take true statistics, 10,000 plus people are languishing in the prisons in Israel. Majority of them innocent. Detention without trial. We know under apartheid we had that rule here. So there they call it administrative detention. The Jutlas will use funny, crazy words and say they are the most moral army, the only democracy in the Middle East. And America and Europe, the donkey supporting them, because the white men will support the whites. See what they did in South Africa. Who was supporting? You must remember, apartheid regime, nationalist party. If it was not America and Europe and Britain and all these people at that time. Speaking about, and then what about the 600,000 children in Rafah? They're all hostages. They can't go in any direction. They go this way, that way. Israel shoots them. And that is what they do. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. South Africa, this is my fatwa. Our fatwa, you can quote it in any part of the world. As Muslims, it's haram for you, O Muslim, and for me to vote for the DA and to vote for the PA. PA are Patriotic Alliance. So remember, some crazy statements were made and so forth and so on. So we must never ever vote for them. Put out, if you are going to vote, that is. If you don't vote, finish Islamically, there's no sin also. So remember, if you're going to vote, you can't vote for DA and PA. Remember that. Okay, Ukraine, the morale is very, very low, and the army doesn't know what to do. They're catching a good hiding there. We say good well done, job well done, oh Putin, we like you, you see. Peru, I've been there to Peru, Lima. So there in Lima, the LGBT movement wants to now gain some activity and become strong, because the government said that these people who are lesbians and gay and all transgender and what have you, they are suffering from mental disease. That's a good one. I agree with that. It is a mental disease, Islamically. Crazy people, Islamically, you must put them against the wall and shoot them dead. That's what Islam says about these characters who are gay and so forth, insane and mature, that the death penalty is applied. And you must remember, people are sending us messages after messages. Inshallah, we're trying our level best to do some coordination. So let's give you all the numbers where you can get your work done. It's weekend now, so contact all these brothers and see where they can help you. Those of you here in the East Rand, Benoni, Actonville, you know that? The old Transvaal, Benoni, New South Africa, Gauteng, Benoni, Actonville. There's a brother there, he contacted me yesterday, I spoke to him. So Fahmi Mal, M-A-L-L, right? Fahmi. So he's here based in Actonville, Benoni, and he said this afternoon he'll be free between 2 and 4. I sent it out to all the groups and on X Twitter and on Telegram and so forth. So contact him, not now, contact him 9, 10, 11 o'clock and tell him you want the exact address and what have you. If you're going to his place, there in Actonville, Benoni, 084-200-200-1867. I repeat, 084-200-1867. So then if you go there to his place, so then he won't charge you anything, it'll be free. But let's say if he has to come out to Heidelberg, Balfour, Nigel and so forth. So I asked him that question. He say what you must do is this, just team up, say 10, 20, 30 of you. He'll give you all a price and then among yourself you can just say, okay, take this money and just collect the money from everybody, divided by 10, 20, how many families there are. So that is, he will charge you. It doesn't seem to be a very exorbitant amount, what he told me. He said it's a small fee. I don't want to put him down on a certain amount. You know, sometime petrol, all that distances differ. So I just use the triangle, Heidelberg, Balfour, Nigel as example. So my brother Fahmi Mal in Benoni, Actonville, 084-200-1867. Then for our brothers in Durban and surroundings, even today, you can contact Dawood Monley in the morning. He is there in the studio, you must remember that. And he just ask him what time he should be there, and he can meet you there free of charge. And inshallah, Monday, he will come to Ispingo Beach, and between 9 and 12 in the morning, and he'll come tune up all your decoders and set it free of charge with the Marcus Sahaba van and driver. Dawood Monley, 063-403-2743. And my brother here, Junaid Mota, he's looking much better, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala give him siha, afia. He's forever smiling, you see, after teaching the jinnats many lessons. So these are the numbers I'm giving out of him. I normally get him on these numbers. 084-304-0795. Junaid Mota, Junaid Khan, Jinnat Man, 084-304-0795. And he's a wonderful person, I must tell you that. I never saw a person like him, forever smiling. He goes to China Mall every second day, and I think the Chinese make him smile also. So Junaid Mota, 067-639-0726, 067-639-0726. Moana Salim, we have 20 minutes till 6 o'clock, so let's fire up, inshallah. Tomorrow morning is no program. People, they send me messages Sunday, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Say, how come today? Where's the podcast? I say, but Sundays we don't have program. Sundays we have afternoon program, 2 to 4, with Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Wal Jama'ah. We introduce that program solely, only for the love of Allah. Allah reward the Capital Group that they sponsor all these programs, because foreigners, you know, they're working in so many time zones and different places. So anyway, they appreciate this program. So alhamdulillah, 2 to 4 in the afternoon, South African time, on Sundays, Monday to Saturday, early morning, 4 to 6, Allah Jalla Wala reward our Mawlana Salim Kareem and his family, our Junaid Mota, our Zakaria Mota, and all our brothers, Mufti Aku, Mufti Ibrahim Smith. Allah Jalla Wala reward them. Jee Mawlana.
Sir, my cousin works for a Muslim boss who is a Hafiz of Quran. The boss treats him with no respect. He uses languages on him and does it in front of the staff. Is this allowed in our deen, Mufti Sahab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every Muslim should take cognizance of the following. You know, I'm a Maiman, right? Pakka Maiman, 100%. So you must remember, we are born, Allah Ta'ala created us in this family. So why I'm telling you that? In our Maiman, we have one special term. My father passed away, so before he passed away, he told me something. So when he tells us something, so in Maiman, we say, Manjo pejo arman wo. Manjo pejo arman wo. There's different thing. Half the Maimans today, they don't understand what's going on. So you must remember that. So you say, it is my father's special last wish and advice. Now, who is my father, my mother? We non-entities, we all are sinners and so forth. Here we are speaking about Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam's farewell advice. Go open Muslim Sharif, go open Mustafa Ahmad and see. O Ummah, if you want to be a true Muslim, As-salah, guard your salat. Guard your namaz, hadaran wa safara, whether you're in your hometown or whether you are traveling and musafir by plane, train, whatever it means. So that's first thing. Are we up to date with our salat? Second, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, over whom you have authority. I have authority over my wife, over my children, over my students, over my employees, and so forth and so on. You can widen the circle. Are we really fulfilling their rights? Look at your husband and me vis-a-vis our wife. Let us look at ourselves vis-a-vis our children. O employers, O bosses, look at ourselves and vis-a-vis our employees. Are they cursing us or are they making dua for us? You say you're a Hafiz, but you're using F&Bs and what then what for the staff. Do you think it's right? Tomorrow, Almighty Allah will question us. When that staff, when that wife, when that child cries, because we have become the zalims and the oppressors, ittaqi da'wat al-mazloom, beware of the bad, B-A-D. And in our vernacular, our mother tongue and languages, baddua, same spelling. So of the oppressed person, فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ, between the oppressed person and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, there's no veil, there's no curtain. Open Mustad Ahmad, Kanzul Ummal, Ibn Majah, you will find this type of hadith, meaning Allah Ta'ala accepts their dua immediately and instantly. Then we start wondering how come our empire is crumbling and so forth. Hafiz, now you must go to your staff and tell them from end of May, I'm giving you an increase. That is how we make islah of ourselves. We must learn to forgive people and do good for them. So remember that even if they did wrong, that is the quality Quran speaks about. Kadhimin al-ghayza, apne husse ko pi lena, wal-afina anin nas, wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. When we are angry, furious, and we have lost our temper, still forgive people and subdue your anger and do good to them. So do that, Hafiz Sahab. It will make me, you, all of us a better person, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, a teenage boy was very foolishly arguing with his mother. When she saw him, he slapped her. So she made dua against him. Now the mother says she has forgiven him, but he is very worried. Will Allah ever forgive him? He regrets his sin.
Go to your mother, kiss her hand, embrace her, and tell her, mother, it was a moment of madness. It was a moment of craziness. I beg you for forgiveness. Go to your musalla and cry to Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. We all go through those moments when we were very young, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and playing our football and all that, and in Maghrib time. So my mother would say, come on, in the house, get inside. You see, one more penalty, one more shot, one more goal. And all that, we are crazy, you see. So, you know, Shabab in al-Junoon, when you're young, you go but crazy also mentally, you know. So you, my brother, remember the verse, Quran Kareem states, chapter 39, verse 53, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. You slapped your mother. Can you imagine what the crime you committed, my brother? Not a sagira, not a minor sin, not a kabira, not a major sin. Akbarul kaba'ir, the most heinous of crimes. So cry to Allah and use these words. Repeat with me now. Ya arhamar rahimeen. Ya arhamar rahimeen. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. And go to your mother and kiss her and ask her and beg her for forgiveness. Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you. Then you make the pledge to your mother, today I'm single, tomorrow even if I'm married, I will never ever say one word against you. So that is the true son. We learn from our lessons, remember that. So do that, Allah Jalla will forgive me, you and everybody, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is becoming a vet Islamically permissible instead of being a doctor?
Remember, we need people in every field. Islam does not say everybody must become a Hafiz or a Alim and a Maulana and so forth. If you become that, is excellent. That's the best of the best. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and teach it to others. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. And Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda is the Rawi, the reporter. But we need people in diverse and in various fields, remember that. And but first you must be Muslim. So we need vets. In Newcastle, I was there 20 years, so I remember one person there, he asked me this question and so forth. He said, I'm a vet. What do I do regarding the swine and so forth and so on? So I said, you must just refer it to the non-Muslims. You must tell them that, you know, the clients come, tell them, go to this doctor, that doctor, that doctor. You are a now, yes, then doctor, a GP, and so forth. And a woman comes to you, say, I want abortion. You must just refer it to somebody else. So it doesn't mean you mustn't become a doctor, but don't get involved in haram things. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. So do not cooperate in sin and transgression. So I just gave you doctor, example, physician, specialist, whatever you want to call yourself. You know, we don't know all these degrees of your peoples. But remember, you can do that. You become a good Muslim, a good doctor, a good vet, all that, but you mustn't touch a boy and so forth. You mustn't touch the swine and so forth. There are many other vets who can do that. So that is what you should do.
Mufti Sahab, there is a hadith that states that Muslims can marry people of the book. However, you contradict this hadith. Quran is not the only book. So why don't they accept this hadith?
So my brother, you totally confused and your fuses are blown. Leave the hadith that is mentioned in the Quran. That's mentioned in the Quran. You must remember that. Surah 5, verse number 5. So remember, that is what is mentioned in the Quran. Come, I read for you. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in Surah 5, that is Surah Ma'idah, and right in the beginning, you must remember in chapter 5, verse 5. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَطَعَامُ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ حِلٌّ لَكُمْ. And the slaughtering of the people of the book, of the Jutlas and Christians, is halal for you. That is the literal translation. وَطَعَامُكُمْ حِلٌّ لَهُمْ. And your slaughtering is halal for them. وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. And those ladies from the believers who are pure and chaste are halal for you. وَالْمُحْصَنَاتُ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And those ladies who were given the book, remember, and provided they are chaste and pure before you, Jewish women, Jewess and Christian. إِذَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ مُحْصِنِينَ غَيْرَ مُسَافِحِينَ وَلَا مُتَّخِذِي أَخْدَانٍ. Provided you pay them and give them the mahar in cash or kind, your intention is to remain pure and chaste, and not just to spill the money of the money and the money. Money, your sperm and semen and the money, just have a good time, hit and run and so forth. وَلَا مُتَّخِذِي أَخْدَانٍ. And you must not be having spare wheels and girlfriends and boyfriends and all that. So remember this, that this is Quran. First Quran and then Sunnah Mubarakah. Therefore I told you, brother, you're not confused, your fuses are blown. You must first come to Quran, then Hadith. So now we say in this day and this age is totally haram. I'm asking you, brother Abdullah, I'm asking you, my sister Amatullah, if a Christian comes to your house and slaughters a goat, if a Jutla comes there, he slaughters a sheep, and that you will eat it, I'm asking you today. So you won't eat it. And it's right, you must not eat it, it's haram. So you must remember that. So remember, Zabaihu Ahlil Kitab, the slaughtering of the Jews, Christians, is totally haram. They don't follow their own Bible, they don't follow their Torah, and so forth. So similarly, for us to marry Kitabiyah, for the Muslim male to marry a Jewess, a Christian lady, is haram, it's not permissible. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, rahimahullah, who I met several times, he passed away, you must remember, 2-3 years ago in the night, 96 years old or so, well in his 90s. He wrote the excellent fatwa, the best fatwa I have read of his. His fatwa kitab is called Al-Fatawa Al-Mu'asara. And there he's written 4 or 5 pages on this topic. And he said it's not permissible, because when Quran mentions this, is it mentioned carte blanche, or is it mentioned what conditions? Go see the conditions. Which Jewish lady, which Christian lady today fulfills that criteria? From 190 of them will not fulfill it. So walil akthari hukmul kul. So we pass the law on the majority, and therefore we say it's not permissible. See, brother, I ask you 2 questions. It seems like you want to marry a Jutli, or you want to marry a Christian, you see? So maybe Mary or Mary, you want to marry Mary, or you want to marry Susie, or you want to marry any. Allah alone knows who you want to marry. So that is in your mind, you see? So now I'm asking you one thing. Now you married her. What will she do to your children? Will she raise them up as Muslim or Christian and Jews? I'm asking you. If she brings in wine, dine and swine there, what will you do? The Jutli lady brings the flag of Israel in your house, what will you do? The Christian brings the crucifix, the cross, what will you do? Afala ta'akilun? Can't you use your brains? So Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away on the 10th of Shawwal, so remember in the year 1976, Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus, al-baraka ma'akabirikum, sahih hadith. Ibn Hibban has mentioned, if you want barakah in life, blessings in life, then you follow your akabir, your true elders. Hadith in Sahih Ibn Hibban, wa sahahahu al-Sheikh Albani. Sheikh Albani in his silsila ahadith sahiyah said, hadith is sahih for this hadith here. So therefore, we say these are the greatest people in this world of our time. They all have passed fatwa in the Arab world, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, Indo-Pak world, Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib, and that is the fatwa and the reasons I gave you, brother. So you don't follow the Quran Sharif and Sunnah blindly. You must use tafaqquh liyatafaqqahu fi ddeen. You must use tadabbur, tafakkur, and reflect over the meaning and the implications. Allah Ta'ala give you a pure and chaste wife, brother. For a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim man, totally haram. She goes out of the fold of Islam. If she says it's halal and she justifies it and says, like today you find some so-called Muslim, and the parents also, they legalize it. So their daughter, the parents, all out of the fold of Islam. Islam, chapter 60, surah number 60, surah Mumtahina, verse 10, La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahun. Is not permissible for any Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim man, Jew, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, atheist, whatever. And it's not permissible for any non-Muslim man to marry a Muslim lady. So we need to understand what our Sharia is teaching us.
Mufti Sahab, everybody likes curry. Which curry so you like? What do you curry your flavor with? Get my point?
So this person here is starting another Rashida story, looks like. You know this Rashida from Cape Town? Every day they're asking some secrets of mine, you see? So this type of thing. I won't be surprised this is another lady also, you understood? Okay. So the meal I love the most, yesterday I had Jummah here in Lanesia. My brother Muhammad Khan picked me up for Jummah. Isha time, brother Suleiman Jada picked me up. Allah reward all these brothers. And then when I came, oh, my wife made suji, you see. And then she made akni. So we said, I said, you know, Bobby, that can jo me etro noor na kreto. You see, I speak many times Mehman with her because she, people ask me, who are you? I say, I'm a pakka Mehman. She say, who's your wife? I say, a pakka assorted biscuits. But she's fluent in Mehman. She speaks sometimes better Mehman than me. And she speaks perfect Gujarati and a lot of languages, mashallah. So anyway, you must remember. So I told her, aj can jo me bon noor na kreto. You see, the suji also is gold color and yellow, and the akni also gold color. So that's what we love, you understand? So our akni, and then we have the dugga. You know dugga from Medina Munawwara, mashallah, that you have the dugga that you know that you use with the yogurt and you put that in akni, then mashallah, and after that you go and sleep. So that is our favorite meal and best flavor it is.
Mufti Sahab, if we men have the flu, can we read salah at home or must we still go to the masjid?
Turn the question around, my brother. Why you want to ask about salat and about masjid? When you have the flu, you go to your shop, you go to job, you go to your farm. See, boy, I must go. What you talking? I call a gal karota. What you talk? I must go. So remember, if you can go to your shop, you can go to your job. So why you can't go to the masjid? I'm asking you. So remember that our priorities today in life are all upside down. See, I give you, let's juxtapose it, let's do a comparison. This is Sahih Hadith, this is authentic Hadith in Sahih Muslim. That is the beauty of Islam. We are the only people on the face of this earth. If I meet Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, I went to his grave Mubarak, and I meet all these muhaddisin and scholars. So what we'll ask them, that what is your greatest sanad? So we ask Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah, what is your greatest chain of transmission? He said, Malik An-Nafi, An Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, maqal, qala Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, this is silsilatu dhahab, the golden chain. Imam Malik narrates from his teacher Nafi. Nafi reports from his teacher Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He reports from the master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when I tell you it's an authentic Hadith, we have the chain, we have everything, and everybody has accepted it. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ahabbul biladi ilallahi masajiduha." The most beloved place to Almighty Allah are the masajid. You men, you must read salat in the masjid as far as possible. Yes, you very ill, your musafir is different, but normal circumstances, you must read in the masjid. Wa abghadul biladi ilallah, the most hated and despised place on this earth is aswaquha, is the market, is the shop, is the malls, is all these places. So this ummah, the men today will justify their going to the shops and to their job, but to go to masjid, they will find it very difficult. That's the sign of munafiqeen and hypocrites, brother. Use that as a criteria. Allah Jalla Wala make easy for you. Morana, we'll stop there. I just want to make this announcement again. Those of you in the Eastern area, yeah, in Benoni, Boxburg, Heidelberg, Balfour, Nigel, all these areas, yeah, My brother Fahmi Mal is there in Actonville, you'll know Actonville, and remember he'll be available today between 2 and 4. You take your decoder there, your radio there, he'll tune it up for you, set it up free of charge. Yes, if he has to come out, he will charge you. 084-200-1867. 084-200-1867. That's for the East Rand. Okay, Springs and Benoni and all these areas. Dawood Mondley in Durban. So he will tune it up, inshallah. And Monday he'll come to your place. He'll come there to my sister's place, inshallah. We will start from there, Springo Beach. So you can just contact them, Mona Ismail, my sister, and all of them, and tell them Mondley must come to your house. You don't all come to my sister's house. You stay in your house. Mondley will come there, Dawood Mondley, with the driver, with the Marcus Sahaba van. And 063-403-2743. 063-403-2743. And then our Junaid Mota is here in Lens and so forth for the whole Johannesburg area. So mashallah, you can contact him by phone. He'll explain to you by phone. Junaid Mota got a lot of play patience, you know. 084-304-0795. And the second number of Junaid Mota is 067-639-0726. 067-639-0726. Jazakallah khairan to you, Salim Kareem. Inshallah, Monday on Salvier Prat. Let's speak some Afrikaans with Maulana, you see. So, inshallah, we will speak again Monday. And remember, tomorrow, no program. 2 to 4, inshallah, with Hafiz Wadi. And to the team, Jazakallah khair. Next, we have news with Brother Suleiman Yusuf. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.